Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 3, 1805. Nothing but fish and a horse. On October 1 and 2, Captain Clark wrote that there was nothing to eat but dried fish. He also noted that they were compelled to kill one of the horses to eat and make soup for the sick men. His entry for today reads,
"A fair, cool morning, wind from the east. All our men getting better in health and at work at the canoes. The Indians who visited us from below set out on their return early. Several others came from different directions. Captain William Clark, October 3, 1805.
In addition to these short entries, Captain Clark kept detailed track of the direction and distance traveled each day. The way the captains measured and recorded their course is quite interesting. According to John LeVar of Billings, Montana, who has made a study of the expedition maps and methods, Lewis and Clark knew the longitude of three places before they left on their journey: St. Louis, the Mandan villages, and the mouth of the Columbia River. The rest of their mileage measurements were made by dead reckoning, a primitive but effective procedure of estimation, but an estimation nonetheless. Martin Plamondon is a cartographer who wrote the three-volume set Lewis and Clark Trail Maps, a Cartographic Reconstruction. He states that if Clark's measurements had been used to create a map without adjusting for the three known longitudes, the map would have placed the expedition out in the Pacific Ocean. However, knowing the longitude of the three places mentioned and adjusting his calculations to fit these known figures, Clark made maps that were quite accurate. The data he kept was sent to the Department of Army, but not looked at until 1816. Clark, tired of waiting for a map to be made by someone else, decided to start his own famous map in 1810. This map is on prominent display at Yale University. Tomorrow, more fish and roots.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.